producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Marie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a 22-year-old son with severe body dysmorphic disorder. Little background, he's been treated for about 10 years for general anxiety, some depression, a lot of self-esteem issues, has been on different medications.
What's the issue about his body as far as he's concerned?
Well, you name it.
I know, I can't. You have to tell me.
His penis, the positioning of his eyes, the size of the forehead, the size of the mouth, the amount of hair on his head, you name it. I mean, there's a list that just continues, and he cycles through these things.
Is he in therapy with somebody?
He's in therapy. We've had to, over the years, he's been on different medications, mostly for anxiety. He's been on one bipolar medication that did not do any good. We're just switching to a new therapist, but we're told that this is extremely difficult to treat, and I wondered if you can give us any hope that this is something that he can come out of, and possibly what some treatments
let me get a little bit more background here. Do you have other children?
Yes. He's a middle child.
Huh. Is he straight or gay?
Straight.
Okay. Does he have a girlfriend?
Well, no. No social life, really.
How does he do in school?
He's in college. He was doing very well, but the past, I'd say, couple months, he's really lost interest in...
Why? What happened a couple months ago?
Well, I think it's just been growing over the past few months. He's become just more and more depressed and upset and focused on his looks so much. He spends inordinate amounts of time on the internet researching things, trying to find out what's wrong with him, but he will not accept the fact that it's his thought process and not physical problems and things like that.
So you're telling me he's been in therapy with somebody for 10 years and he hasn't gotten any relief at all?
He's been in several different therapists. This body dysmorphic probably has emerged over the past year that we're aware of. But
the problem is, it seems to me here, Marie, that we've got a kid who is a classic middle child, needs to get attention, doesn't know how to do it for doing something well, can't be the baby, so he's the saboteur. And somehow, I mean, it sounds like he does okay in school, that it's a little hard for me to figure out exactly what's going on here, and I'm not sure that therapy has served him or you very well, because after a while, I mean, the idea, all he's done is somaticize his discontent, his way of getting attention. You know, I don't like the way my eyes are too close together. I mean, this is narcissism, and it's most perverse and pathological. The problem is there seems to be a certain support for it, which I'm not crazy about. I mean, and I think the fact that it's emerged, it's not like he's saying, I'm a woman caught in a man's body. He's saying, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not sexy enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not... And I mean, that kind of narcissism, it seems to me that, again, the therapy hasn't served him very well. And I would say to him, look, you need to... It sounds like he's smart. I mean, he's already in college. What does he want to do with the rest of his life? Does he do anything for anybody else? I mean, I'm not denying that there's some issue of depression going on here.
Well, he's gotten to the point where he's hopeless about this whole issue. And
well, but what's the issue? That, I mean, who in this country is absolutely looks in the mirror and says, gosh, I'm gorgeous? No one.
Oh, exactly. We go through with hours.
Well, but Marie, why are you supporting this? And to a certain level, you are. And I'm not chastising you as much as saying, why do we listen to this crap? I mean, with all due respect, he's got a therapist. His therapy doesn't seem to me to be very effective, and maybe we need to find him a different therapist. But I would certainly make him the deal that says, Marie, that look, you've got a therapist. You talk about you're not happy about your body with your therapist. What I want to talk about is what you're doing at school, movies. I mean, why would you want to enter into somebody's nuttiness? And the answer is, you do not.
Well, we're concerned that he's just kind of dropping out of life.
Well, but Marie, you're helping him to do it. That's what I'm suggesting.
No, ignoring it, though, I mean, not discussing it with him, does that work, you know, his depression's so bad?
Well, but Marie, if you're not a therapist, what is it that you feel that you're going to be able to help him with?
Just trying to support him and trying to...
In what? How crazy he is about how focused he is on his own body?
Well,
Marie, listen, let me suggest something to you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that you love him. I hear that you're worried about him. I think he needs a different therapist, and I think you need a therapist. I think you're going to have to deal with somebody on this, because you hear my mantra, which is all God children need attention. If they can't get it for doing something positive, they'll do it for doing something negative.
Yeah.
That somehow this kid doesn't think of another soul on the face of this earth. It sounds to me he may be depressed. It's not even clear to me that he's depressed, to be quite honest. But that all he focuses on is not only who he is, but what he wants, but how he looks and his eyebrows. And who needs that? I mean, first of all, it's boring as the very dickens to listen to. As his mom, you get caught by saying, oh, no, you're very good looking, at which point he's going to get furious with you. I mean, what is it? This isn't helping anybody. He needs a therapist. He probably ought not to be living at home. If you feel that he's not functional, then we need to figure out a way to make him functional. But I think you sort of getting involved in his discussion about his eyebrows is counterproductive, to say the very least. And in fact, may not only be counterproductive, but dangerous, because he'll up the ante. And at some point, you're going to say, you know what? I don't care about your damn eyebrows anymore. And he's going to say, see, you don't love me. I'm too ugly to be loved. That's scary stuff. He needs a therapist. I think you need to talk with somebody about this as well, because I hear with the world's best intent that this is not the way to deal with him, that you can't be both his mom and his therapist. And I think the role of mom is much more important than therapist. I think he needs a much better therapist than he's got. But I think you have to stop supporting him in this and say, look, in the same way, if he was hallucinating, if he was seeing, you know, if the devil was telling him, was sitting there and telling him to play cards, you wouldn't say, well, what game does he want to play? You want to play Old Maid or War? Obviously, the devil would play war. But the idea being, you don't want to get involved in that. You could say, look, I don't know how to deal with that. You have a therapist. I'm your mom. Eat your broccoli. I mean, don't do this, Marie. It's not helping him. It's not helping you. Marcia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Oh, hi, Dr. Brown. I just know you can help me. I'm planning a 50th anniversary party.
Okay, for whom?
For myself and my husband.
Well, good for you.
And it'll be my family and 10 grandchildren and friends.
Okay.
However, I'm running into a little opposition. I thought it would be very simple. I wanted my nieces and nephews to come and bring their children.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter says, no, too many children, Mom.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. You are planning a party
mm-hmm.
for your 50th anniversary. Who's
right.
paying for it?
I am, my husband.
Marcia, let's go back. Who's planning the party? Who's paying for the party? Whose party is it?
It's my party, and I'm paying for it.
You do whatever you want to do, Cookie.
Absolutely.
It's your party. It's your event. It's your party, and you can have crying babies if you want to.
Well, that was not just, babies.
No, that was sort of a pun on a song.
I know.
Song, but.
I just... Now, another thing. When you're invited, are you obligated to give a gift?
Well, what you can do is when you send out the invitation, what you can say is no gifts, please. Now, I will tell you, several people will do it anyway. So one of the ways of doing it is you could say, in lieu of a gift, please make a donation to the Katrina Foundation or to Habitat for Humanity or whatever you want. Because that's a nice way of saying, I acknowledge your generosity, but we've been married 50 years. We don't need anything. And I think that that's kind of a nice way of doing it. You can say, in lieu of gifts, please just come and have a great time, or make a donate, if you feel so disposed, make a donation to Katrina or whatever charity you want.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Okay?
That's wonderful.
And you can say to your daughter,
yes.
Listen, honey, when you plan the party, we'll not have any kids, but this is my party and this is how I'm going to do it.
Another thing, Dr. Joy, my best man, he died. So now the widow didn't think she would like to come.
Mm-hmm.
Should I take that into consideration when I invite other friends?
Marcia, my adorableness,
yeah.
It's your party. You do it exactly how you want to do it. So I think if you'd invite your best man, if he were alive, that inviting his widow who would like to come. And as you know, you can invite anybody you want, and who decides to come and how they decide, you know, whether they come or not is up to them. But you issue the invitation to anybody that you'd like to be there.
Oh, you're wonderful. I love you.
Well, thank you, and have a great 50th anniversary party, and get all dolled up. You're going to do that, aren't you?
Oh, I am. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well,
have a great day.
Well, have a great party.
Thank you.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Boy, today has really raced by, hasn't it, Shane? All right. All right. Frederica from yesterday. I remember Frederica called me yesterday. She is a 24-year-old woman who's engaged to a 27-year-old man. They've been together 3 years, and she said, you know, I don't feel like I'm my real self with him. And I said, oh, no. You can't marry somebody until you are your real self and make sure that he really likes your real self. And she said, well, I think he'll like it better. And I said, good. That's reassuring. You have to have an opinion about everything for the next 24 hours. So where are we, darling?
I can't say that I fully applied your advice. Not saying that it wasn't great. I need to just be me. I need to just stop thinking. And, like, what you have said, it's stuck with me all day, and I understand what you meant by that, but I need to just physically just break out of this and just let it go.
I don't know exactly what we're talking about breaking out of and letting go.
Well, I just have a lot. I think too much about everything I do, and it makes me hesitate and not do anything.
I think exactly.
And
it's
so
called analysis paralysis.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
And I need to just stop thinking.
No, you don't need to stop thinking. You just need to be having an opinion about things. You just need, remember when we were kids and we learned to play war or old maid or something, we used to play card games? And the way you learn when you're 4 or 5 years old is you show your cards, right? Because that's how you learn. All I'm saying is show your cards.
Okay. Well, what I mean by stop thinking is stop caring. I need to stop caring what everyone thinks or how I might look.
Well, I think that's true, but that's what you and I talked about yesterday, and you kept arguing with me. I said, well, you know, you don't have any confidence in yourself. And you said, oh, yeah, I do. And I said, well, and now you're getting to that point of saying, well, what if they don't like me? Honey, you're talking about committing to some guy for the rest of your life, and you're not sure if he likes you because you haven't shown who you really are. No, not a good idea. And you're certainly not the first person to do this, but it's really important that, first of all, Frederica, you're a relatively young person, and I would argue that at 24, nobody knows exactly who they are. Nobody. Some people are better at pretending, but no, because we've just come out of adolescence at best. And sometimes we're not even out of adolescence. If adolescence is that time between listening to somebody else's rules and accepting them and evolving our own, because it takes a while. It takes a while to know what you think about money and about race and about religion and about parts of the country you want to live in and music and what your personal style is and what kind of shoes you like and all those kinds of things that we're still trying to figure out. And if you figure 4 or 5 years ago, you were doing different things. You were dressing in a different way. You probably had a different hairstyle. So we're changing beings, and we're always going to change, hopefully. But the years between about 18 and about 30 are the ones where we're going to change the most in some ways, because we're no longer under our parents' roof, either figuratively or literally, and we really haven't quite figured out exactly how to make our lives work. And so the earliest that any of us really ever come out of adolescence is around 30. And sometimes it takes longer than that. So I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with you. I'm just saying that it's time to start practicing and see, because not only does he need to figure out who you are, you need to figure out who you are. And by keeping everything inside your head, there's no consequence. There's no, you know, one of the ways that we learn how to bake an angel food cake is, you know, we try it and we realize, the oven wasn't hot enough. Or, didn't beat the eggs long enough. Or, opened the oven door before, you know, and slammed it and the whole thing fell. Or, wow, this was perfect. This really worked. Now, you can see from that example, we're going to learn a lot more from our mistakes than we're going to learn from our successes. But we need to do all of that. We need to sort of, I mean, I can give you just a quick personal example, although I was a little younger. I've always been quick, okay? Neither here nor there, just as part of, you know, not necessarily real deep, but quick. And I learned when I was about 12 or 13 years old, because I went to a junior high school, where, which is like most junior high schools, there were two different groups. There was the really smart kids and the really popular kids. And somehow I would go back and forth between the two, because I wasn't as smart as the smart kids, but, and I wasn't as popular as the popular kids, but I was more popular than the smart kids, and I was smarter than the popular kids. So, I really didn't fit in either group very well. And what I would do, because I was, I used what I thought was my best characteristic, which is I was quick. And how the quickness came out, because I was 12 years old and didn't know very much about the world, was I would say, kind of, because the easiest way to be quick is to say something mean to somebody, right? If someone says, well, that teacher was really good, you'd say, yeah, for a dummy. I mean, saying something negative doesn't really require much effort or thought. And I was young, and I was fast, and I thought, well, it was funny, and people would laugh. But underneath it was really, I was being sarcastic, because I was saying kind of mean things quickly in a funny way. And what I realized was very quickly, everybody hated me. The smart kids wouldn't have anything to do with me because I was dangerous. I would say these terrible things. The popular kids didn't want to have anything to do with me for exactly the same reason. So it took me about, when I was 12, 11 or 12, to realize, Joy, you were always going to be smart, but you're going to have to figure out how not to do that because no one will like you. And so you're going to have to figure out a way to be quick and gentle and not be sarcastic and not hurt anybody's feelings, because if you hurt people's feelings, and most people were a little bit older than I was, they were like 13 or 14, you hurt people's feelings, they're going to either strike back at you or have nothing to do with you. So I got to learn that part a little quicker. But if I'd done nothing, if I just sort of thought those things in my head, I never would have learned this. And so the earlier we learn it, I think the more flexible we are. So you're better to learn this at 24 than at 25 or at 35 or at 45. So and you're going to make some mistakes. You are. Because all of us do. There's no way of figuring out exactly who we are without understanding who we're not. Or even who we are, but who we can't be because it's just too dangerous. For example, you may be a really sexy kid. All right, but you've already figured out that you can't be sexy to strangers. It's dangerous, or you can't be overly friendly. That you may be friendly, but that friendliness is going to be misinterpreted. So you have to. It's not that you can't be friendly because that's who you are, but you have to learn how to be friendly in a way that makes sense to you and other people. If you have all this stuff just going around in your head and you never do anything because you're afraid that either somebody won't like it or you're going to look silly, you're never going to learn anything, and no one's going to know anything about you.
Okay.
All right. So, and it doesn't have to happen overnight. I really pushed you because I was afraid if I let you go that you were just going to go right back to what you were doing, which you kind of did.
I appreciate that.
All right.
But
so,
no, it made me think deeper. I do appreciate that.
And that's okay. That's really all I wanted you to do is to try something, and you don't have to try everything. You can try it in a little way because you're going to make some mistakes. So make little mistakes with people that matter a little less, or make little mistakes with people that matter a lot to you and ask for their help. All right. Let me put you on hold. If you need to talk with me more, I'll keep you there. All right. If not, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's how you do it. Then we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-993-7569. Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Doctor.
How are you, Steve?
Good. I'm driving right now, Doc.
I can hear. I'm on your radio, which means you got to turn your radio down.
No, my radio is down.
There you go.
Okay. Like I mentioned to you, Serena, Doc, I've heard you in the past many times. I like listening to sports and music. Varied interest. Okay. Dealing with depression for many, many years. Bipolar hasn't been too drastic and profound last number of years, but I do still feel the blue moods and take a shot of Zoloft every so often.
Well, I mean, first of all, Steve, that's you can't treat you can't treat depression or bipolarity like a headache. You know, you take an aspirin as needed.
Right.
You have to treat to get back to the aspirin metaphor. You have to treat depression. If you're using aspirin, for example, for a headache, you just take it as needed. If you're using aspirin to offset the risk of cardiovascular disease, then you have to take it every day because you're trying to get to a blood level. So if you're just popping a Zoloft when you're feeling blue, it's not going to work very well. It's not going to do anything for the manic part, which I know is the fun part. But and I don't know how often who decided you were bipolar. Did you or did a therapist?
Therapist.
And how long ago was this? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that was a number of years ago. I'm 57 years old.
Okay.
So that was 17 years ago.
Okay. So when you were 40.
Right. And Doc, I don't have wild stages of bipolar, but when I feel blue and down, it's happened more often than not, and I just try to give myself a positive reinforcement notation in my head every day.
Okay.
Put one foot in front of the other, and you know.
Well, Steve, look, listen. That's a really good option and a really good strategy because everybody gets the blues, but the blues are not the same as depression. I mean, there are days where we feel a little off, that we're coming down with a cold, or we didn't make the sale, or someone we love hasn't been responsive, or we're worried about our kids, or...
Right.
And so the idea that human beings are prone to elation when something wonderful happens, and sadness when we're disappointed. And I don't think anybody would ever, or certainly I wouldn't, want to ever take away either the sadness or the elation, that's part of being human, that those are normal responses to events that occur in our life. When you're talking about depression, when you're talking about mental illness, you're talking about a whole different spectrum. You're talking about feeling sad and having no idea at all what triggered it. That there's nothing in the external world that you can point to and say, yeah, this is what's going on. Or conversely, which is much less common, whatever triggered it happened a long time ago, and you can't get over it. So the idea being that sadness, that if you're feeling like, oh, poor me, you know, that I'm getting older and, you know, I'm not having as much fun, then saying, I'm putting one foot in front of the other, I'm just having an off day, what I'm going to do is, you know, send a postcard to a friend and you know, make
right,
reach out to somebody.
Right,
that'll work.
Positive.
And that's
yeah.
Self-reliance, that's sanity, that's good mental
right.
health. That's not depression. I mean, the idea of, it's kind of like, if the metaphor is you got a broken, if you've been lying around, if you've been in bed for a while, right, and you're not getting any exercise, and you go to
right.
the gym and you do some leg lifts, all right, that's a really good idea. Unless you broke your ankle, and then that's a really stupid idea. It's not only not going to do any good, but it could do some harm. So you have to differentiate between sadness and depression because they're not the same at all. And if you're truly depressed, I admire your courage, but not your good sense, that saying, okay, I just have to put one foot in front of the other, will work with sadness. It will not work with depression because it has nothing to do with it. It truly is an imbalance.
I try to work with that as much as I can, Doc. The positive jolt, as I call it. Okay. And
well, but Steve, yeah. It'll work on sadness. It won't touch depression.
Right. Well, thank you for your time, Doc.
Well, Steve, wait a minute. Before we do, thank me for my time. What I'm suggesting is that if you, and I don't know whether you've been, first of all, there may be other issues going on in your life if you haven't been to a therapist in 17 years, number one. Number two, we know conclusively, which we did not know 17 years ago, that the combination of medication, talk therapy, and exercise works significantly better on depression in particular than any of the three separately. So,
right.
You know, as I said, I admired your your attitude, but not your good sense. And it's, you know, what if I said to you, if you talk to somebody who knows what they're doing and is clear about the diagnosis and puts you on some kind of medication, not popping the Zoloft every once in a while, but really giving you some medication that actually doesn't have a whole lot of side effects, does have good effects, talks to you about what some of the issues are in your life, and gets you on an exercise regimen, then you would feel 100% better than you do today. That might be worth trying. And that's what I'm saying to you.
I understand, Doc. And the endorphins, may the endorphins kick in also with the exercise.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and also that bodies are meant to move and that
and
just the sense of mastery over ourselves as well. Plus, it does affect our biochemistry. And that's when we're talking about clinical depression, we're talking about biochemistry. We're not talking about... And the reason that the talk therapy is put into that is the idea is one of the ways I mentioned is that there may have been an event that touched off the depression from which you haven't recovered. So it was sadness to begin with, but somehow it changed the critical mass enough so that it merged over into depression and you can't get out.
Right.
Because there are things.
I think if I could say this. The first therapist I saw was 17 years ago. I had seen other therapists since.
Good.
And Zoloft was prescribed.
But not the way you're taking it.
Well, I understand. Again,
Steve, nobody has said, if you're feeling sad today, pop a Zoloft. No one would ever say that. It's not how Zoloft works.
Okay,
so you're going to get all the side effects of a medication with none of the benefits, except the psychological one, which is now I'm going to feel better because I took a Zoloft.
Right.
If you're going to do that, take an aspirin. It's going to have less side effect on you.
Here you go. I'll do an M&M also.
You just read my mind, Steve. I can tell you're a listener. I was just going to say, try an M&M peanut. Or maybe not
all
even
right.
An M&M peanut.
Thank you again, Dr. Joy.
Okay, Steve, drive carefully.
Nice speaking with you. I am. I'm in the right lane now, and seatbelt is on.
Good.
Thanks,
thank you, sir. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. We live in a country where we think that using drugs is only a good idea recreationally. You know, we're willing to legalize marijuana, but we're not willing to take a psychotropic drug that may make us feel better. And it's not just Steve. I mean, it's lots of folks, but he's just being honest about it. And as I said, the whole perception of mental illness and especially depression has really changed noticeably. It's one of those things that if you haven't seen a therapist recently, it may make some sense to do that. But the idea of just sort of popping a pill when you feel depressed is not. What you're going to do is maximize the side effects and minimize the positive effects.
Yep.
Just not a good idea at all.
Drugs were not designed to be used that way.
Well, there are some. I mean, if you have a headache and you take, an aspirin or Tylenol,
because the headache
is episodic. If you've had a headache for 3 days and you've been popping aspirin and it doesn't do any good, then maybe we're talking about something other than that approach. But if you're doing it to lower your cardiac risk, then you have to get to a blood level.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right. So, but I mean, I'm not sure exactly why he called, because he clearly was I maybe just lonesome, and I'm delighted. You know, whatever reason people call, but
and
just to have somebody say basically what I said, which is. Look, this isn't a very wise thing to do, and so let's think about another way of doing this. So. However use I can be to you guys, a second opinion, a 14th opinion, a 386th opinion, it's all works as far as I'm concerned. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. 855-993-7569. Howard, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. You were calling. I heard your show about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You had a guest on talking about a fuel conversion for your car,
right.
For cars.
Right.
I was wondering, I wasn't able to write it down at the time. Can you give me the information again, the website and or the phone number?
Yeah, the name of the movie is Pump.
Pump.
Let me just see if I can find the website. It may just be pumpthemovie.com.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find, let's see, Pump Movie Oil. Pump Movie website. Wait a minute. Do not give up on me yet. I'm getting
it. I'm not.
It's pumpthemovie.com. I got it right.
Okay. All right. Well, what was the name of the person? Do you remember?
I'm trying to remember. We had, let's see.
I think the guy we had on was John Brackett.
Okay.
Is the name of the fellow that we had on. But what's the name of the director again?
Wait a minute. I just found it. Hang on. Just a second. I'm getting, I got the director. Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm just a little slow. David Bloom was interviewed in it. That isn't who he wanted. Let's see if I can find it for you. I had it just, there it is. Wait a minute. I had too many things going on at the same time. Let's see if I can find it for you.
Okay.
Well, you could,
Joshua Tickle.
Yeah, he was the director. Was he who we had on?
No. Yeah, I think we just had the guy we had was like a PR
person. That's right. Oh, I remember this. All right, here, let me be honest with you about this.
Okay.
We had a professor from, I think, the University of Colorado or something like that, for whom he's an expert in this. And the movie is terrific. The interview was not. And do you remember, Sean, that one that we sort of yanked our hair out by that one?
Oh, that is that one, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was the one.
That we
really struggled with him.
Why do you say that?
I'm sure he's a very nice guy, and he's probably knows his field very well, but he's not, you know, there are people who are really easy to interview, and there are people who are very difficult to interview. And I think he just, I think he wasn't prepared for the kind of interview. And I'd seen the movie, so I had to fill in a lot of the stuff. It's a great movie. It's a really interesting concept, and it was probably one of the, least satisfactory of any of the "it's broken, let's fix it" that I felt. I just didn't feel like it. We got the enthusiasm from him that I think the movie generated, because it's a really good movie. And the idea being that, you know, he's got very practical solutions, because, I mean, everybody's been talking about oil dependency and, you know, our addiction to oil, blah, 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 blah.
Of course.
But this movie has very specific kinds of solutions about it, including the fact that Brazil has really instituted a plan where they actually are doing what he suggested, which is alternative fuels and how you set it up and, you know, all sorts of really, as I said, you know, we don't do that segment unless there is a problem and a solution. And because, you know, documentaries, I think, have become what newspapers used to be, in that they're the muckrakers. They go and find problems and expose them to public scrutiny. The problem for me, seeing a lot of them, is when you leave there, you just want to set your hair on fire. You think the world is a terrible place and we're never going to survive it. And that's not what my program's about. So the only time that we have people on is there have to be at least two criteria. First of all, three, I guess. One is that I have to have liked the movie.
Okay.
Second, that it's a problem that I think other people, you know, it has some kind of global or at least fairly general appeal interest. Because, you know, I might be interested in, you know, the neuronal effects of acetylcholine on lobster, but most people are not going to be, so it ain't going to be in my program. So it has to be a movie worth seeing. It has to be a subject that I think has, if not universal appeal, at least wide appeal, and a solution. And so everybody that's been on, with very few exceptions, has fallen into that category. And I really loved the movie. What I try and do with the It's Broken, Let's Fix It is generate both enthusiasm for the movie, because I know that's why people come on, much as they adore or don't adore me, that they're really publicizing their movie. And also that it's an interesting interview that's fun for you guys to listen to it and fun for me to be. And that was one of my least successful, unfortunately. But I still thought the movie was terrific.
I have to say, It didn't sound that way over the radio. I enjoyed the interview.
Thank you.
You were having a hard time, but you made it fine.
That makes me feel on his side.
I enjoyed the whole interview.
Well, thank you. That makes me feel significantly better, because I was struggling, and I usually, you know, I really count on the people that come on the program is that they're more enthusiastic in theory about their project than I am. I mean, it's their project.
Of course.
And so a lot of the people have just been just extra. I mean, I specifically remember the one about the dinosaur, and those guys were so I mean, here is this, up until that moment, although there's now been a larger dinosaur found, but up until that moment, it was the largest dinosaur bone ever, bones ever found. And I didn't even understand that the dinosaurs were only in North America. For some reason, I viewed them as wandering through Russia and China. And they didn't. They were North America.
I remember hearing, not recently, but that they found dinosaur bones in the Gobi Desert in China.
According to this, the Tyrannosaurus, it may have been different dinosaurs. This was Tyrannosaurus. Yeah, this was
dinosaurs.
Yeah, this was Tyrannosaurus Rex. This was T Rex, which is sort of everybody's favorite.
I remember seeing a documentary on.
I believe that. Well, I mean, there's lots of stuff. Having been an archaeologist at some point in my life, that there's lots of stuff found at different places, but this was specifically T Rex, I think.
Okay. Oh, just one last question on the movie. Can you buy the movie and get it, or you have to watch it online?
I don't know. Go to sooner or later it'll probably be available on Netflix. So, you know, I would guess that, I don't know, go to the website and find out. As I said, I saw it in the movie theater. They loan me stuff occasionally, which I usually have to give back. How rude is that? But so I don't have the answer to that just because, you know, it was not relevant. But yeah, I mean, it really is. And I, you know, it's one of those things that if I were a high school teacher, I'd want to have it in my high school class to show the kids.
Oh, I enjoyed the interview and I found it. I couldn't write it down at the time. I said, I'll remember it. And then I forgot.
All right. So pumpthemovie.com.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call, and thank you for sort of redeeming my sense of the movie. As I said, at the time, I remember being not very happy with the interview. So,
yeah, and the guy
so
was
good.
Super nice, and like you say, knowledgeable. It just, yeah, kind of didn't carry.
Yeah, he was very nice. It just, and, you know, and it wasn't, he, you know, I don't know if he was distracted or what. I would ask questions, and there would be kind of this long, look, and I found this out very early in my career, that there are people who are really smart and really know their stuff and just don't communicate terribly well. And, you know, unfortunately, that's, you know, I'm doing a radio program, so I need people who can communicate really well. Alrighty, 855, thank you, though. I feel much better about that. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.